Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. So worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence right now. We ask for your presence. We thank you for your presence. We ask you for your presence. Because in your presence there is fullness of joy. And Father God, we have not been very joyous lately. Because we have not been very aware of your presence. Lord, even when we live our lives not aware of your presence, you abide. You abide. Even when we are not aware of your presence. Lord, you said that I am the real vine and my Father is the vine dresser or the farmer. And he cuts off every branch of me that does not bear fruit or grapes. And every branch that is grape bearing, he prunes back so that it will bear even more. And Lord, you said that you are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. So Lord, today we embrace you again. Today, Lord, we honor you and honor your word. Today, Lord, we thank you for the pruning, for the cutting back. Lord, your word working in our lives, it seems like death. It seems like you are cutting away too much more. It's so much more than what was necessary. At times, Lord, it seemed to us like the pruning that you have been doing through your word is killing us. Cutting away that which we need, which we depend upon. But Lord, now we come to recognize and to understand that you are only cutting away that which was necessary, which needed to be cut away, which needed to be pruned. Because Lord, we had come to depend upon things that were really not necessary, instead of depending upon you. So, Father, today we bring you our heart. We bring you our soul. We bring you all that we are. And we say, prune all you want to prune. Cut all that you want to cut. Take away all that you want to take away. Because, Lord, we need you. And we need to be in a place of rest and trust, knowing that there is a God who cares about us enough to correct us, enough to prune, enough to cut away . Lord, you also spoke that we are to live in you. You said, abide in me and I in you. And we're to live in you. We're to make our home in you. Just as you do in us. You make your home in us. And you said, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can we, Lord, unless we abide in you. A branch can't bear grapes by itself, but it can only bear grapes by being joined to the vine, because the life comes through the vine. And so you told us, Lord, and you speak today that we can't bear grapes unless we're joined with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you want us to be joined to you, and we want to be joined to you. And so today, Lord, we choose to abide. We choose to be joined. We choose to live in you and to make our home in you. And we recognize, blessed Jesus, that you make your home in us. And Lord, you speak about living in you and you living in us and abiding, and all this talk about being joined and about vines. But then you speak so clearly and you let us know that you are the vine. You said, I am the vine and you are the branches. So as we're joined with you, Lord, and one with you in relationship, let that relationship, Lord, be more intimate, more real. Let it not just be some kind of church idea, some kind of religious idea, but Lord, let it be reality. May our relationship be a very true relationship with you, the true and the living God. Jesus, we recognize that you are the vine and we are the branches. And so, right now, even today, Lord, as we're joined with you, we can expect to see an abundant, thriving harvest. Because you are the vine and you are abundant life. You give abundant life. You are the life. You said it, Lord, if we're separated from you, we can't bring forth a thing. All we can do is wither and die. All we can do is nothing. But Father, our struggle is that we think we can do so much. But we can't. You tell us that we can't. We can't do a thing without you. I'm reminded, Lord, that you said that in returning and rest shall be your salvation. And Lord, we have been so far from you, so far from your heart, so far from what you desire for us, so far from resting and just trusting you and depending upon you. But today, Lord, we exchange our weakness for your strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. So right now, in a very real way, Lord, as we are resting in you and returning to our rest in you, there is praise to the Father that is being released even here right now. Thank you, Father, for calling us out of darkness, gross darkness. Now that you have called us out of that darkness, Lord, we are amazed at the depth of it, how dark it really is. But Lord, you called us out of darkness and out of ignorance. Out of a place where we were separated and we didn't even know it. And you've called us into your marvelous light. You've called us into your presence. You've called us into your bosom. And so, Lord, since you've called us there, we abide. We rest, we trust, we depend upon you. And right now, we roll all of our cares, our worries, our fears over upon you. Because, Lord, you can bear them, and we can't. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you more than I need natural breath and air. As the song says, Lord, you are the air I breathe. Father, I cry out for my heart to be calm and my soul to be at rest. I cry out, Lord, for there to be a peace, real peace, peace that passes all understanding. To be within me and to surround me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Peace. Peace. I'm reminded, Lord Jesus, of when you were in the boat and there was a storm and the disciples were becoming very much afraid. Of course they were afraid because it was a storm and they were fishermen and they knew that people drown in storms like that and they could lose their lives, and so they became very afraid and they woke you up and Lord, you just said, You rebuked the wind. You told the wind to be still. You said, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and it was a great calm. And Lord, just as you were willing to speak to the wind and what was causing the fear back then, even now in our lives, Father God, we trust that you are speaking to the wind and that which is causing fear right now. Storm. You are speaking peace, peace, peace. Even right now, I believe, Jesus, that you are speaking peace to those who are listening, who are participating, not listening passively, but participating in this prayer meeting, this prayer experience. So right now, peace, peace, peace. I rebuke the wind. Peace be still. Father God, as you rebuke the wind and rebuke the storm, we experience the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, you said, peace, I leave with you. My peace, I give unto you. not as the world gives, give I unto you, but let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus, you came to deliver those who all their lifetime were subject unto the fear of death, the fear of dying, the fear of death. And right now we come against that fear of death in the name of Jesus. For Jesus has delivered us from the fear of death. In the name of Jesus. And we live in and experience the peace that Jesus has given unto us. In another place, Lord, you talked about how you said, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so, Father God, here this morning, at this time, some listening now and it's later in the day, but even as I'm praying now, Lord, this morning, recognizing, Lord, that there are troubles and there are trials and there are circumstances that are very oppressive. But recognizing, Lord, that I can choose, we can choose, I can choose to be at peace. I can choose to fix my mind upon you. I can choose to trust you and to see you right now as you really are. You said to be of good cheer because I have overcome the world, and you have overcome the world, Lord. The world at its worst could not stop you and keep you from completing your assignment. And so today, Lord, we choose to be of good cheer because you have overcome. And why should that make us happy? Why should we be of good cheer because you have overcome? It's because, Lord, we overcome in you and through you, because you told us that you are the vine and we are the branches. So what you have experienced and experience, we experience. And so, Lord God, we do not depend upon ourselves, but we draw our lives, our life, our very experience and existence from you. We allow your abundant life to flow in us and fill us up to overflowing capacity and to spill out from us into this world. We touch and agree. We touch and agree. And so, Lord, even right now, as many are very fearful about money and finances, many are getting caught up, Lord, in all the talk about recession, and there's a fear of not having enough. But Lord, what do we have except what we receive from you? And so, Lord, we thank you that you are the one who supplies all of our need according to your riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As you're listening right now, come on, just praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your very real presence. Thank you for the joy that is unspeakable. We can't even put words and syllables to it, but it's unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, Lord. Right now, I speak peace to you who are listening right now. I speak to your circumstances and that which is pressing on you right now, and I say, peace. Be still. And I pray that there will be an awareness that will break forth like the noonday sun, and that you will know who you are in him. And I pray that you will come to know the Lord, the true and living God, in a very real and powerful way. And today, you will live as an overcomer. Because the Lord says now, I have overcome. And the Lord says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Therefore, since I have overcome, you overcome in me. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you and overtake you. And may you hear your Father speaking to you today concerning your eternal purpose and destiny. And you will rest and settle down in him today, knowing that he has called you by name, and knowing that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate you from the love of God. And know that God loves you, calls you by name, and has determined that you will be an overcomer in him. Know this today. Rejoice in it today. Give God all the praise and the honor today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.